Thank you, Sarah. And now for our last few stories. A restaurant owner has described the moment he watched as a paraglider struck the chimney of a Cromer bed and breakfast and crashed to the ground. Steve Cottingham, who runs a Cromer pizza house, said the man flew low over the Hotel de Paris before hitting the roof of the Wellington House B&B. Police said the paraglider suffered serious injuries to his arm and head and had to be taken to hospital by air ambulance. Police said that while the man's injuries were serious, they were not thought to be life-threatening. The building sustained some damage from the impact, but no one else was harmed.
It is not normally a sport associated with romantic gestures, but a major mixed martial arts contest was the backdrop of a marriage proposal from a Norwich cage fighter who lost his kickboxing clash on points but won the heart of his girlfriend. Damantas Matulevicius, known as the devil to fans because of his hard training ethic, popped the question to his partner of 2 years, Andalicia Bukcha, in front of 1,000 people at the Contenders 20 competition on the Norfolk Showground. The unsuspecting 25-year-old, who has a three-month-old son with her cage-fighting fiancé, was brought onto the ring after Mr. Matulevicius' short fight against Alvis Raz. Event MC Thomas Vint said, "In a sport that mostly deals with leg locks and spectacular knockouts, it was nice to see a rare moment of romance. The audience loved it. The proposal went down like a storm."
Norfolk's artisan bakers have backed calls for clearer and fairer bread labelling after a campaign was launched by the Great British Bake Off judge, Prue Leith. The campaign says more precise legal definitions are needed to stop shoppers being misled by the inaccurate use of words and phrases.
From a giant canary bird that fans touch for good luck on their way to Carrow Road to a bench outside a Norwich hospital featuring Edith Cavell. These are some of the ideas put forward by a member of the Norwich Society who believes the city's empty spaces need bringing to life with more artwork. In a letter, Alec Hartley has highlighted a lack of eye-catching and funny works of art, which can be found in cities elsewhere in Europe. He said that such pieces, whether they are sculptures, fountains or reliefs, can help bring history to life. Mr. Hartley said the biennial Go-Go Sculpture Trails was a good example of the positive impact art can have. His views have been echoed by other individuals and organisations in Norwich, who all believe the city would benefit from more public art. The Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, has already started to introduce new artwork to the city, with various large murals on buildings. Martin Blackwell, operations manager, said public art can have a positive impact on local business as it can attract more visitors. That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor this week was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Robin, goodbye.
And from me, Jane, goodbye.